From Spark and Anvil and Chanceforge, this is Evens the Long Run Settler, in Chapter 1 of the Chanceforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Evens was a patient old tortoise, and nothing, absolutely nothing, could rattle him with a short streak of bad luck. In the Chanceforge workshop, he kept a worn wooden bowl of two colored chips, half light and half dark, and he'd draw from it again and again and again, all day, keeping a slow tally. He didn't care what any single draw was. He cared about the long run, the way the results over hundreds of draws always crept toward the even split he expected. A young rabbit named Skip burst in, frantic, clutching a coin. "Evens, something's broken with my coin. I flipped it 5 times and got tails every single time. 5 tails in a row. It must be cursed. Heads is basically impossible now, right?"
"Slow down," Evens rumbled, drawing a chip without looking. "5 flips is nothing. 5 flips is a blink. The coin doesn't know it just did 5 tails. It has no memory, no curse. Each flip is still an even chance." He set the chip down on his slow-growing pile. "Watch what the long run does. Flip it 100 times, 1,000 times, and the heads and tails will settle, closer and closer, toward even. A streak is just the short run being noisy. Give it long enough, and chance always keeps its promise." Skip blinked. "So my 5 tails don't mean anything?"
"They mean you saw the wild part," Evens said. "Stay for the long part."
Evens had learned to trust the long run over a very, very long life. He'd grown up by a tide pool, and as a young tortoise, he used to panic at every change. A few empty-handed fishing days, a run of storms. Sure, each rough patch was the new forever. His grandfather, older and slower still, used to watch him fret and just wait. "You're reading the streak, youngster," his grandfather said one gray week. "A few bad days and you've decided the world has turned against you. But watch the season, not the day." He gestured at the tide, going out, coming in, out, in. One tide tells you nothing. 100 tides tell you the truth. Things are wilder than you think in the short run, and steadier than you fear in the long one. Evens had watched that whole long season and seen it. The bad week was just noise. Stretched over months, the fishing came out close to what it always was. The storms balanced with the calm. Nothing that had felt like forever in the moment survived the long run. Something in him unclenched that season and never fully clenched again. He'd found the thing that would steady him for the rest of his life. Don't trust the streak. Trust the long run. It always, always settles.
When he was old, Evens came to keep the Chanceforge workshop himself because he'd become the one who understood the long view best. A visiting heron once asked him, "What is the long run?" Evens drew a chip, slow and sure. "The long run is where chance keeps its promises," he said. "Any single try is wild. It can be anything, and a short streak can look like magic or like a curse. But none of that lasts. Over many, many tries, the results creep toward what you'd expect on average, and the more tries you take, the closer they get. 1 flip is a coin toss. 10,000 flips is nearly dead even." He tapped his tally. Short run, noisy and dramatic. Long run, calm and true. The mistake is believing the short run. "And a hot streak? A cold streak?" the heron asked. "Both are just the short run showing off," Evens said. "The chips have no memory. Wait long enough and every streak washes out."
Evens's favorite thing was steadying a kid who'd let one bad result become a whole self-judgment. A crushed young fox named Rue slunk in. "I'm just unlucky," Rue said. "I lost 3 games in a row. I'm bad at everything. There's no point even trying anymore. It's clearly who I am."
"3 games?" Evens said softly, drawing a chip. "Let me show you something.
He laid out his long tally, hundreds of draws, light and dark, with little clumps of all light and all dark scattered all through it. See these clusters? Three darks in a row, four lights in a row. They happen constantly in the short run. They don't mean the bowl is broken, and they didn't mean anything about the bowl's true nature. They were just noise. He looked at Rue kindly. Three losses is a tiny streak in a very long life of trying. If you judge yourself by three, you're reading the noise and calling it the truth. You haven't played your long run yet. You've barely started it. Rue stared at the scattered clumps. So three losses is just a clump, not who I am. Not even close to who you are, Even said. Who you are is the long run, and the long run is mostly still ahead of you.
Later, when the workshop had emptied and his bowl of chips sat still, Evens drew one last chip in the dim and added it, unhurried, to his pile. Skip wandered back, coin pocketed. Can I ask you something? Doesn't it ever feel cold not caring about any single flip? Like nothing that happens right now matters? Evens shook his great slow head. It's the opposite of cold, he said. When I was young, every single bad moment felt like the end of everything, and that was the cold feeling, the lonely one, drowning in one rough patch. The long run is what warmed me up. He nodded at his scattered tally, clusters and all. It doesn't say your bad moments don't count. It says they don't get to be the whole story. One failure, one rough day, one terrible flip. They're real, but they're one try in thousands. The long run holds them all, and then it gently, patiently evens them out. He looked out at the quiet workshop, his pile of chips settled close to even, just as he'd always known it would. And as Skip curled up by the warm old tortoise, Evens felt the steady, unhurried peace that had carried him through his whole long life. Not the fragile hope that the next flip would be good, but the deep and certain knowledge that no streak, however cruel, ever gets the last word. Stay long enough, be gentle enough, and everything settles. The long run always comes home to even.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Evens the Long Run Settler. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.